Before I begin, I'd like to acknowledge my co-workers and co-authors, Nicole Lamantia, James Matthews, and Carrie Walker. And Carrie is here today. I know many of you do not want to go back to this time, but I have to take you back to November just for a few minutes, and you can forget it again. It's probably a blur for a lot of us. Some of us may have blocked it from our memory with all the stuff going on in public health. But if you can think back to everything that was happening with what we regularly have to do, and then with the events of Ebola, and this is when we're having cases in the United States with the nurses getting sick, and then returning medical workers who were showing symptoms, and health departments were really at the height of doing their planning and response and trying to prepare for what would happen in their jurisdiction. So in Maricopa County, like most of you, I'm sure we were stretched pretty thin in terms of our resources. On the 5th of November, we were notified of a Campylobacter case that had attended an event at an orthodontist's office, and he knew of many other people who had also attended this event and were ill. So our goals, of course, are to determine what the source of this could be, if there was a possible food vehicle, how many people we had that were sick, what our attack rate was, and whether or not there was any ongoing risk to the public. I know you never have challenges with your investigations, but unfortunately we had a few. The office that had hosted this event for dentist office in the area were not forthcoming with information. We could not get a list of the attendees for the event. We could not reach the caterer. We had one phone number that did not work. Nobody knew how they had been hired or who knew the caterer. So it was a dead end there. We had no menu. We didn't even know what food had been served except for talking to our three cases that had been reported. And then we had all the additional things with Ebola and our regular activities that prohibited us from doing a very time-intensive investigation. So we made a decision to do a case control study using Qualtrics. So we designed an online survey, and we constructed our food history from the information we'd gotten from our three cases who had been reported, and we actually went back to them to clarify and just say, tell us every food you remember being there. And we tried to create as exhaustive of a list as we could. We sent an email with a survey link to the point of contact for each office we knew had attended, and we asked them to distribute it to their employees because we didn't even know individual people that had attended. On the survey, we asked about any additional offices that they knew of that were there, and we were able to locate three additional dentist offices who had attended the event and then send the survey to them as well. We estimated there are 83 attendees at the event, and we had 68 people who began a survey. One of those didn't meet our timeline for illness, and seven of those had incomplete information. So we had 60 surveys that we kept, and of those, 36 were cases and 24 were controls. So we had a response rate of around 72%. And our average time for survey completion for our cases was a little over 15 minutes and 7 minutes for our controls. When we compare this to our response rate for regular investigations, we had a 72% response rate here. And for our traditional enteric investigations, we have around 80% response rate. And then for an investigation that happened the prior month, a very time-intensive investigation for multi-state Salmonella St. Paul case, we did a case control investigation that involved phone calls and letters, and we only had a 43% response rate for that. So we're doing about as good as our traditional investigations and even better than our most recent case control with the online survey. Of course, there's limitations. We had missing or skipped information. People would just, even in a matrix or a block, would just not answer one question, and we didn't know if they just decided it didn't apply to them or they just didn't see it. And you're not able to clarify questions and get more information like you could in a phone interview. And then depending on how you construct your survey, the data extraction at the end can get a little cumbersome. So just as an example, we had multiple ways where they could have reported consuming cheese because we didn't know how the food had been given to them and what all types of foods were there. And so it made it a little bit more tricky with the data cleaning before we could do our analysis. But the advantage was that we were able to collect a lot of information with minimal staff manpower. We had 4 individuals who worked on this compared to our case control study where we had over 10 people just at Maricopa County involved with that. So given our situation with the constraints we had, it was a very good solution for us that can be a good tool in some situations, but of course it's not going to solve all of our problems, but can be a good tool for certain situations. Thank you. Thank you.